Well, I think first let's take that second question about God being happy. Why would we think it would be blasphemous for God to be happy? Well, I think it's because we think, well, no, wait, no, God is holy. And we've turned holy and happy into opposites.
Yes.
So what we've done is we've imposed upon God in his holiness the concept of utter disapproval that a child feels in church if he's squirming and a person in the next row over gives this very disapproving look, and that's holiness. And happiness is what the child wants. And yet Jesus, you know, used children as examples of what you must be like to be part of the kingdom of God. And I think that not only natural happiness, but that desire to be happy is clearly God-given. It's not the result of the curse and the fall. I mean, what's the alternative? Why do we want to be happy? And we all do. And that's one of the things I talk about at length in the book, is just to prove it. Throughout history, both secular and spiritual thinkers have all said we desire to be happy. And think about it. Has there ever been a time in your life where, no, I don't really want to be happy. What I'm seeking now is to be unhappy. No one seeks to be unhappy. But what we end up doing then is acting as if it's the devil who wants us to be happy, and that happiness is sin. Well, in fact, of course, we are by nature sinners, so what do? We try to find happiness in the wrong places. And our problem is not that we're seeking happiness, it's that we're not seeking our happiness in God and in the ways he has provided for us to find true happiness.